Proclamation number 6117, dated the November 23rd, 1954. Rebirth. Futile life on Earth. Your earthly life is futile if your soul does not progress spiritually. If you cannot succeed to lift yourselves into spiritual spheres during this time, to free yourselves from the tight bond with Earth, with material belongings, if you don't accomplish spiritual rebirth on Earth, your soul is meant to step out of dark detention into a bright life. It is meant to free itself from every physical bondage because it is a spirit and only happy in the spiritual realm where it is free from all restrictions. The earthly body is a constraint for the soul, and the body's desires are always of a physical nature. If it allows itself to be controlled by the body, then the soul will stay imprisoned. It remains earthly minded and all spiritual desire will be stifled. It is to free itself from physical longings. It should not give in to the demands of the body because the soul is the carrier of the will and has self-determination. If it successfully overcomes the body or even persuades the body to follow its wishes or to do what it is identified as being, better than it is given tremendous support by the spirit which is buried deep within itself, which pushes the soul ever further towards the spiritual kingdom, offering it the riches of the spiritual realm and portraying them as the only attraction worth striving for. As soon as the soul is open to spiritual instruction, its fate in eternity is decided, its rise is assured, and earthly life has brought success for eternity. Yet the soul's preceding struggle is very hard when the body influences it in every way, when it is too weak to offer resistance, when the body remains dominant and clouds the soul so that it meekly gives itself to the body. As soon as you humans are attracted to the world, as soon as you want to gain everything you can from it, as soon as you dispel all spiritual thoughts as they emerge, you are in great danger because you are not aware of the purpose of your earthly life and strive towards entirely different goals than those for whose attainments you live on Earth. Your earthly life soon passes, and at the hour of death you have to leave behind all worldly material possessions which you have gained. You will be miserable if you enter the next world without spiritual wealth. Don't let your time on Earth have been in vain. Strive to free yourselves from everything that only serves the body but is of no benefit to the soul. And strive for the kingdom which is your true home and which you will enter again without fail when your physical life comes to an end, but which can be rather different, depending on the quality of your soul. Therefore improve yourselves, work and achieve for the spiritual kingdom as long as your earthly life is left to you, or you will bitterly regret when it is too late. Amen.